Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Miami Dolphins remain committed to Tua Tagovailoa being quarterback one. I do want to talk about the Cavender twins. Entrepreneurs? Influencers? Basketball players?
Hoopers?
In that order.
Yep.
So,
did you see what they did, though?
No.
Oh,
I know they signed an NIL deal with
Cactus AI. Cactus AI. They've signed an NIL deal yesterday with Cactus AI. Do you know what Cactus AI does?
I do not.
Depending on who you ask, you basically, if you have a term paper to write, you go in, type in your keywords, kind of what you want, and it writes a term paper for you, college students.
Oh.
Now, this is where it gets even more tricky. LSU, my alma mater, last year warned student-athletes, do not deal with Cactus AI. You are treading on plagiarism. So they've kind of warned them, stay away. Notre Dame's kicker, he actually did an NIL deal with Cactus AI and got in trouble with the school and was kind of brought up in terms of plagiarism. Now everybody's saying, is this one of those things that maybe NIL deals shouldn't be allowed to do with the Cactus AI writing people's term papers in college? And now they're quote-unquote saying the Cavender twins are promoting plagiarism, Leroy.
So, is that any different than a stadium with 100,000 people selling beer?
Yep.
When most of your students are underage?
Yep. Oh, yeah. You can't do an NIL deal with alcohol because, of course, if an 18-year-old that was going to drink anyway sees Tyler Van Dyke promoting Truly, they're going to decide to drink.
But here's the deal. You take alcohol out of a stadium.
People right. Still going to drink.
Like, you... Here, I understand that this hinders education.
Yeah. Right?
The purpose of going to college is to actually learn something, not to drink and party. Right? And it kinda hinders that when you think a bunch of kids have, you know. Now here's the kicker. If you're a professor, and you have your graduate assistants, all you got to do is go to the same website.
Type in the keywords.
Punch in the same keywords. And then see which of your students is writing that term paper like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because All you got to do is warn them. Hey, guys, we have Cactus AI too. So if we see any of your papers that even resemble that, you're failing. What it forces them to do is this. Now they got to actually read the paper
and make
change some information in it, thus doing the paper themselves.
Only problem is you can't exactly prove they use Cactus AI. They can just deny.
And then, again. Come on.
Dude. In a court of law, I'm talking about a good lawyer.
You know, and, if we enter different keywords.
How about this? In high school, the teachers use a program that identifies plagiarism. So they plug your paper through that, and the teachers don't even determine it. It's a computer.
So students would have to agree in the syllabus or whatever that if there is suspected plagiarism.
No, they don't even read the paper.
But I'm,
they, if the website that they put it in determines, like, gives you a plagiarism grade, then they just pass it on. They don't read the paper. And so it's crazy because here's the thing.
It's not plagiarism, though.
When you write a paper, aren't the facts of what you're writing about gonna cross?
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I mean, if it's a good paper.
And let's be clear. You know if somebody wrote that paper yeah. or it's way too professional.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need a computer to figure that out. Right? You don't need, you know, teachers know when mommy wrote the paper.
Yeah.
But it's not plagiarism, though. It's not copying another product. It's creating something new, completely new, that can't be found elsewhere.
Okay, see.
Whose work am I taking? A cactus?
You are the master of the sample. That's why.
I'm just saying.
You P. Diddy. P. Diddy would have never made it through. Who was a Cactus AI.
Yep. You just got to switch the baseline.
Leroy, doesn't this get back to the NCAA just kind of not building the right foundation and just willy-nilly like, well, okay, here's NIL. Oh, no, wait, there's something. All these roadblocks.
The two are kind of different because once you agree to NIL and you haven't had a grasp of it,
yeah.
Now it's hard to go back and all of a sudden rein it in. And this is the problem that I've had with the NCAA. And all the things that you hear about NIL is on the NCAA because instead of trying to come up with a plan,
mm-hmm.
they fought it. And then somebody outside of the NCAA in California decided, no, this is how it's going to be done. You can get NIL deals. And now when California did it, all the other states have to do it. Otherwise, all your kids are going to go out to college in California. So that's how they got around the rules of the NCAA.
It's just the NCAA spent all their energy and efforts fighting it as opposed to
coming up with a solution
and foundation.
A way of doing it.
Yeah.
And they could have very well done it.
Yeah.
So wait.
No, because the NCAA wanted to make, and it comes down to money. That's what the NCAA yeah. wanted. They wanted money. And for years, they took advantage of these college athletes, and they fought it as much as they could. And now the tables are starting to turn, and the NCAA is trying to say, oh, it's not right.
Here's the deal. See, it's almost disrespectful to what has happened to these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know when I was in Michigan, I saw a bunch of 33 jerseys.
Yep.
I knew it was me.
Yep.
No but name. They didn't put my name on the back.
Right. And then they got okay. video games. You know who you are.
Right. And then.
I knew who you were on
about
that first
this.
Madden game, Leroy.
There's certain schools that didn't even have names on the back.
Oh, good job, Notre
so
Dame.
So the only way you could associate that number was if you knew the player. So I'm not mad. I just, for the purposes of having it be sustainable for the long term, the NCAA should have done something about it because now it's going to get to the point. So let me ask you this. You have a lot of boosters with these NIL deals. What if that guy ain't playing? Like, hey, I ain't giving NIL to a buster. Like, you supposed to be this, this, and this. You ain't playing. No more NIL.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What about the kids that now are transferring like crazy? Like the coach from Ohio talk about. Meanwhile, didn't he leave to go to Iona?
No. That's our guy from Fairleigh Dickinson.
Fairleigh Dickinson, not the Ohio guy.
Okay. No, the Ohio guy's too busy crying about Miami having $800,000 and it only buying him one NCAA tournament win, which it didn't. And we are also one more than one game in the NCAA tournament.
But don't
tournament.
Be mad, because guess what? Let's keep it real. A guy transferring from Ohio and going to Miami, right, is not that big of a deal. If he had transferred from Ohio and went to Kentucky, to Duke, because to the Blue Bloods, to the established, you see what I mean? So transferring and going to Miami is a step up. Now, they've done better than these other schools recently, but when I say I'm going to play basketball at Miami, you don't get the same feel as if I say I'm going to Kentucky or Duke. Why is he treating Miami like they're Kentucky or Duke?
He's also making it sound like Miami is pillaging like Kentucky and Duke. Norchetto Mir played at Arkansas State last.
Right.
It's not like, Miami bought all these great players. We got players from smaller schools. It's not like we went
going to a bigger school.
Yeah.
Right. And so, like, I don't understand.
Pillaging.
I don't understand how he's upset about, March Madness commercials have a lot of college players, and you are absolutely correct. And guess what? Good.
Yeah.
Aren't you, like, instead of seeing player A, right, to actually learn, to see some of these kids and their personalities and them getting a little money for it,
think about
you
this.
You know what makes March Madness? The players.
Yeah, nobody wants
the
to watch
from
a commercial.
Those small schools.
No one wants to watch a commercial with Mark Emmert's stiff ass in it. I want to see some players in there. Leroy, stand up and check us out some weather while I read this. Weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. What's our weather looking like? Meteorologist or wannabe meteorologist Leroy Horde.
Partly cloudy skies. Winds are, still can't see these clouds. Look like they're coming from the east, maybe southeast. Ooh. The winds at Berlin, man, it's strong winds, like 15 miles an hour. But it's partly cloudy. It's a little more cloudy than it was the last few days. Temperature is probably a little bit warmer. I'm going to say right around 75, 80 degrees.
Touch the glass. You touching the glass?
I did.
Okay, good.
I did.
So we officially
did. I would say 75, 80. I'm going to give you a 5 degree.
Yeah, I understand that. That's fair.
What direction did you say the wind was coming out of?
Maybe southeast?
I said the east, southeast.
Oof. Okay.
Those are some good ones.
You said 75 to 80. It is 80. You said partly cloudy. It is partly cloudy. You said winds were high. They are 16 miles per hour coming out of the east.
He said 15. Yeah. There you go, man.
Well, because here's why. The front of my house faces the east, so I know when planes come in and land, but it's not directly east. So sometimes that's why I threw a little southeast in there, because it's not going right over my house. It's kind of going on an angle, but that could be right out of the east because my house is not perfectly facing east.
Okay. Let's get to the headlines from the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
The Marlins continue spring training today at 1 against the Cardinals. Hopefully they don't lose 16-2 like they have the past couple of weeks. A week from tomorrow, opening day against the Mets at Lone Depot Park.
It's been a while since they opened up at home.
I know.
Yeah.
Lone Depot Park was rocking last night, though. Shohei Ohtani, he struck out his teammate on the Angels, Mike Trout, as Japan won the World Baseball Classic over the U.S. 3-2.
I remember when Mark McGwire was chasing a home run, and who's Michael Jackson, the baseball player?
Sammy Sosa. That's right. He looks weird nowadays.
Wow. Yeah, he looks
that's
white.
What you call him?
Barry Bonds.
Oh, that was great.
Right? Like, that was amazing. That was must-see TV.
Mm-hmm.
But Shohei Ohtani is must-see TV. I mean,
he boggles the mind.
Since Babe Ruth, is there a guy that can hit a home run and strike out the side?
No. He is a modern-day Babe Ruth. And that's not over exaggeration. He is a modern day Babe Ruth.
I mean, yeah.
I want whatever he's doing, pitching, pinch running, hitting. I want to see it.
Must see TV. Must see TV. Seems like he has an awesome personality. Everybody seems to like him, right? Here's what I'm interested at. Is he going to be the first $500 million deal?
Pay that man. Pay him.
Well, he ain't going to play where he is.
No, he's going to be. There's only three teams that are in the running for that.
The Dodgers.
Yes, one.
The Yankees.
That's two.
The Mets would do it.
Maybe.
Who else on the West Coast?
Red Sox.
The Red Sox.
They'll pay you anything.
San Diego, they throwing out a boatload of money, too. They got two players they get $300 million contracts to.
Pay those men. Once again, no one goes to the stadium to watch owners. We go to watch players. Pay those people. I didn't watch Art Modell. I watched Leroy Horde. That's true.
Hey, by the way, he wasn't there. He wasn't there.
Just saying. The Flyers, they scored four in the second period to help them down the Panthers 6-3 last night. The Cats were missing Sergei Bobrovsky, Anthony Duclair, and Sam Bennett. Florida, they're going to host the Maple Leafs tomorrow at 7. I do want to make mention of this. Nick Great Willis Reed passed away at 80 yesterday. He led New York to its only two championships, and he was league MVP in 1970.
You guys weren't even alive.
I've seen the video. It still gives me goosebumps. Goosebumps, man.
Him limping back out on the floor.
Yeah. Had that thigh issue, man.
We call that, you know what? We've remixed it. We call it the Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce
is the only guy I know used to go out on the chair and then 25 minutes later come back out. The crowd would be yelling.
You know, Willis Reed, he was country strong too.
Yeah, but he ain't even, you know what? We remember though that first bucket, that was it.
Yeah, they took him out pretty much after that.
Right. Emotional.
I was going to say, it was the energy, though, Leroy.
You get his Louisiana guy, you know? He ain't going to miss out. He's going to go out there. Nope. And if you saw the 30 for 30, they were talking to Jerry West, and he was like, I don't know what Wilt Chamberlain was thinking. Who knows what Wilt was ever thinking? But when you got a guy that can't move, why do you back off of him and let him shoot?
Right. That's, yeah.
What? Hits that shot, goes on to win the championship, but... Yeah, R.I.P. Willis Reed. Do you think the Knicks get a little bit of a emotional push from that tonight, or is that just one of those things?
No.
Okay, I'm just asking.
They know who Willis Reed is, but the only reason why they know him because they ain't done nothing since.
Okay.
True.
Right?
When you say they haven't done anything since, I mean, they have been to the NBA Finals. They made some runs here and there, but yeah. But maybe he's around the program. You know, every year, you know, you get to know some of the former players, like most programs, and maybe some of the guys had developed a relationship with him and go out there and win one for Willis Reed.
I didn't think this was a big deal when I was doing it, but now that I look back, it was pretty cool. Every Monday for home games, weather permitting, me and Jim Brown would go golf, and we'd have the whole golf course.
Wow. I'm getting excited just hearing that.
Yeah, and we just chit-chat, talk, you know what I mean? He's a down-to-earth dude. He tell it like it is. Ain't a whole bunch of BS, but he likes, you know, he enjoyed golf. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. I got a chance to actually have conversations and talk about past football and how is it different now and stuff like that. Wow. But I used to always tell him, you're supposed to be the best. You weighed more than most of your linemen. Like, come on, dude. You was fast as a running back. You were tough as a linebacker. And you were bigger than your offensive lineman. Who tackling you? Who tackling you?
Probably the greatest running back.
You quit football. You retired football because you just got tired. You're just tired of just destroying folks.
Was his best movie, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
With the big toe?
Yeah. Dirty Dozen.
Magnificent Seven? Or was it Dirty Dozen?
I know it was on Dirty Dozen.
Two mixed up.
I think it was Dirty Dozen.
Dirty Dozen.
I know, but I'm going to get you, sucker, so good, man.
Yeah.
And my bunion. Don't touch my bunion.
With his big toe throbbing.
What a movie. What a movie. Speaking of, up next, we're going to get into Marcos's bag, a mixed bag. Oh, that's going to be some fun here on 560 WQAM.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And I accidentally grabbed one that wasn't carbonated.
Yeah.
That ain't my thing, dude.
That's gross, actually.
That's not my thing. Mm, yes. Some people like, because they do it with tea. They have, you know, like Celsius, they're up to about 30 flavors.
Oh, I've seen that tea flavor.
Yeah, so they do some flavors with green tea, but I'm not a tea drinker, so it hit me in the worst way.
Once again, we're going to get into Marcos' mixed bag in just a second, but Dave and Buster's Month is back, just in time for the Hoops Tournament Hysteria. We've got a chance for you to win $250 in gift cards from Dave and Buster's. Go to WQAM.com and enter on the contest page. If you win, you can go to Dave and Buster's with your gift card and have a party. All on us and Dave and Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Leroy, I don't know if you know this, a Dave and Buster's right before I moved away from New Orleans opened one on Poydras near the Superdome. I have been to the Poydras location and the one here in Hollywood, and the one in Hollywood's way better.
Yeah. Things in New Orleans, chains that open up in New Orleans. But I will say this. You folks are being cheated at Popeye's outside of Louisiana.
Oh, I know. It's so different.
It's so different.
So different.
Like, I have heard that.
Every
actually.
Morning, think about this. Every morning, I used to get that that biscuit with the, what is it, fried steak.
Mm-hmm.
A fried steak breakfast sandwich, right?
Breakfast. They say breakfast, yeah.
Some of the Popeyes have daiquiris in them.
Oh, yeah, they sell beer and daiquiris.
Dude,
breeding an issue.
Hey, you talk about a place that you can say, give me 5 on 6 and a pint of Jack. At your gas station.
Yeah.
Like, you know how You know how, like, Publix, they have to have the liquor store separate? In New Orleans, there's an aisle, a liquor aisle. So it goes
that's pretty fruits convenient, and vegetables, though, I'm not gonna lie.
Fruits and vegetables, snacks,
yeah,
alcohol.
And then they keep the expensive stuff behind the counter, right behind the attendant. They'll be like, you need some Cavarsier? Mm-hmm. I got you. A pint or a half pint? What you want?
So I'm not used, like, having to leave, go get a different basket and go next door to get my liquor.
Blows my mind sometimes.
You guys...
Go ahead.
I think you guys have a problem.
Yeah, we do.
No, you know what? Believe it or not, because I had access to it as a kid, when I got to college, I wasn't that gung-ho like everybody else was to go to parties and stuff and get hammered. I'm like... Yeah, man. Been there, done that. I'm here to do what I got to do.
I do want to ask you this, Leroy. When you get that fried chicken, did you always buy the jalapeno pepper with it? So you get a little bite of chicken, a bite of pepper, bite of chicken, bite of pepper?
Wait. Woo! Churches.
Yeah, that's where churches did that. When you didn't have enough money.
Listen, churches, like, I don't know, you might see one. That churches was always in the hood.
First of all.
I don't know why.
Well, you know why.
Churches is from Texas, isn't it?
Because when you can't afford Popeyes, you go to churches. You got a little short on some ends.
Here's what you do. Give me a three-piece
and that bland and two peppers. Chicken.
And they're reaching there and with the tongs.
And they have that little paper bag, too. Like, it's all soaked up.
Yeah. Oh, man. It used to look. Because you wanted the spice that you got with Popeyes.
But you couldn't have it in the chicken with churches.
Bite the leg, bite the pepper.
Yep. That's
bite the leg, bite the pepper.
That's true. Work. How many times you walk by a churches, there's somebody sitting in their car. They got the pepper and the chicken.
Man. Listen, you know how y'all eat pickles? That's how in New Orleans, as a kid, you would eat peppers. Jalapenos. Pickled jalapenos are like pickles to me.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Nothing.
No spice.
Now, I will say this. Raw ones are hot.
Raw ones will bite you.
Yeah. Marcos, let me tell you a story. Let me tell all y'all a story. Mm-hmm. My grandmother used to grow peppers in her yard, right? The little bitty peppers, they had red, green, yellow, and orange, right? Here's the deal. Whenever she went to pick those peppers, she had to go out there in an asthma suit.
Yeah, I was going
to
say she put the gloves on.
Because you couldn't get none in your eyes. You couldn't get none on your hands. And she'd take one pepper and drop it in a pot of red beans.
Woo!
You had spicy red beans.
Water.
Like, these peppers were so hot.
Yeah.
I'm like, man.
Those home peppers are, whoo, crazy.
Yep. Look, she made home hot sauce. She used to have just a big jar pickled up with seasoning, right? She put the peppers in there and put it outside like tea.
Yeah, for a month. They have you go and walk it around the sun. Oh, it's in the shade. Go move my pepper jar. You got to go out there and put it in the sun.
Yep. Hey, man, that New Orleans living is unique to a lot of places. And you explain to people and you say, there's no way that's real, right? Like when you talk about driving down the street, with like
18
every time we went on a family trip, every time before my parents got divorced, right? Every time we went on a family trip, we get ready to go in the car. My dad go back inside. I forgot my drink. Yeah, send in that cup. Yeah. So we in the back riding around in a Thunderbird, the old school Thunderbird, with no seatbelt.
No,
because you could jam as many kids as you wanted in the back. They ain't have seatbelt laws. And my dad's sipping on some Jack in a red cup. We're not even thinking that there's something wrong with this.
Speaking of unique, let's get into Marcos's mixed bag.
All right. From the south to the northeast. This is Kevin Garnett. Recently, he appeared on the Kevin Hart show, Cold as Balls. Not sure if you guys have seen it. Essentially, they get into an ice bath of some sort.
Yeah.
And have conversation. Mm-hmm. So Kevin Garnett was asked by Kevin Hart what went into him deciding to finally end the beef with Ray Allen. As we all know, once Ray Allen decided to come to the heated rival of the Celtics during that era, the Miami Heat, KG and Paul Pierce were all in their feelings for an extended period of time until most recently when that NBA top 75 players list came out. They were seen sharing a moment together and have since reconciled whatever differences. This is Kevin Garnett on the show. I just want your opinion on what you feel here on KG ending the beef with Ray Allen.
You and Ray had a difficulty at one point, but recently the NBA put together their top 75. And there's a moment after where a conversation is had. What tapped into the grown man, Kevin Garnett, to say, do we keep it as a thing or do we solve the thing?
What made the Ray situation so prolific with us is because the structure we built in Boston, the three of us built that. So if it was one team that we had an issue with, it was Miami. Mm-hmm. I wasn't looking at like better business decision for Ray. Mm-hmm. Ray has a chance to get another ring. I didn't take on none of that. I was in my own feelings. So I was super competitive. Anybody know me like that. The passing of Kobe and all of us getting older helped me understand that life is not given to none of us.
Absolutely.
It would have f***ed with me if something would have happened to Ray and I didn't get a chance to amend this. I was competitive when we was competitive. And you know what? I'm glad you're here. It's good to see you. I got off what I was on. Mm-hmm. I got off the bullshit. It was actually natural just to see him there in great health. Mm-hmm. I seen a little Ray. I seen all his family. They were all bigger, older, doing new things. So it was dope to see that. And that's what my focus was.
If I may.
Ooh, please.
Here's what pisses me off about that. Mm. You guys realize that when Ray came to Miami, Boston didn't really want him. Boston didn't want to pay him. Boston wanted him to take a deal. Right? So it wasn't just Ray saying, and the way KG made it sound like, oh, he dumping him for a better business decision. That wasn't the entire story, and that's what pissed me off about it. What pissed me off about it is that Boston played a role in that they didn't want to pay Ray Allen. So Ray Allen went somewhere else, and everybody got mad at him because he wouldn't stay and take what Boston was offering. So that's the only thing that got to me. Now, I get the whole part about going to a rival or whatever. We felt that way when Jason Taylor went to the Jets. But you can't be mad at Jason Taylor because basically Bill Parcells told him to take a hike. Now we're going to be bad at them and we say, oh, we would rather you not play football or not play basketball rather than go to our rival. How you know he said, you know what, I'm going to choose a rival so we could play y'all and I could show you what I'm about. So, nah, I ain't buying it. I get it.
Yeah, I like that.
I understand where he's coming from. But the most important thing he said was, I had to get over my stuff. It wasn't about Ray. It was about Kevin Garnett. He had the problem. It wasn't on Ray. So you carried that beef around for years because you was up in your feelings.
He recognized it, though. And that's the thing. He let bygones be bygones. He said, I was just competitive. It's okay to be competitive and, you know, get angry. But I think KG kind of took it to another level. And like you said, maybe a little wrong for the level he took it to.
Yeah, but like we do that all the time. Yeah. Like as fans, we see our player go to another team or go somewhere else and play, we get mad at that player. We don't know what the dynamics were with the team he left. Maybe, you know, I say all the time, hey, you ever thought, you know, we had this conversation a month or so ago about Goran Dragic. I say, hey, man, why? Tobin's like, we got to get going. I say, you ever thought maybe the Heat don't want him? Like, we never consider reasons why guys go somewhere else. We always just assume they had a choice. And that's not the case.
So true. Marcos, what you got? What else you got?
So, I'm going to paint the picture. The best player in the world and the best player in America, head to head, all the marbles, everything on the line. And this is how it played out.
Ohtani's ready. Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world!
Japan. I mean, jeez.
That environment.
Ooh, oh my God.
Shohei Ohtani face Mike Trout had to be unbelievable.
Think about it. A lifetime, right?
Think about it. The best player we have right now in baseball versus probably the best player of this generation facing off on the biggest stage for all the marbles.
Whew. It's not an all-star game. It means something.
Oh, yeah.
So he bringing that cheese. He ain't bringing that all-star cheese.
Both players were very vocal about how much this World Baseball Classic meant to them, their country, and just everybody else. They were very vocal about how much they wanted to play and how much they wanted to win for their country.
I tell you what, it is to have it in your own backyard and to hear people talking about it. We were getting updates from Robbie. Robbie was like, just, he was in his element. He said he loved it. It got his best ratings, even though you couldn't find it. You had to go down to the 1700s or something. And if you ever wanted something to end a certain way, it's with Shohei Ohtani facing Mike Trout. Right in the bottom of the ninth or top of the ninth, it was. It's that's what, to me, that's what sports is, right? And you can make that situation in an all-star game, but the only way you can actually get it to mean something is with the World Baseball Classic. It's with you know, having the World Cup. It's with all these international events that just, yeah.
I think Ohtani played the whole game too, didn't he?
Came in as a relief pitcher. I saw him warming up in the bullpen last night at one point when I was getting off of work.
That would have been crazy.
So he probably went from DH to, that gives whoever has Shohei Ohtani on their team,
yeah.
you got some things you can do, right?
So if you're missing anything, if you're missing pitching,
yep,
hitting, running, right, fielding. Oh, Shohei, go over there. We got it. We're clear. We're good.
That's amazing.
Crazy.
Better than Babe Ruth.
I'll tell you, that World Baseball Classic, my dude Nathan.
Yeah, because he's not fat smoking a cigarette with a beer.
That there man still owned the league, man.
Yep.
He was deceptively quick and athletic, too, by the way. He batted like 350. Dude,
wait a minute. Whoa.
Just because you party and have a good time doesn't make you unathletic.
No, he wasn't. He's built like Kung Fu Panda, dude.
I'm going to find out his 40 time.
How did he do at the baseball combine?
Yeah, it's hard to see because, you know, when they show pictures of Babe Ruth, he's doing like the black and white. Ding, 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 ding.
A little short step. And you know, you like to enjoy the finer things in life. Marcos, what else you got?
I do have something else in the bag involving Ja Morant. But do you want to go to break?
Yeah, let's go to break. Let's come back. We can talk a little more World Baseball Classic and if it has sustainability towards Major League Baseball and maybe some other things that happen to go through our minds here on the Tobin and Leroy Show on 560 WQAM.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM. Tobin is on spring break, or he's on vacation, or he's watching his kids. He's coming back on Monday. In the meantime, it is myself, Dan Day, along with Leroy Horde, Marcos Gonzalez, and Jay Figg. Got to ask you, Leroy, estimated 70 million people in Japan watched the World Baseball Classic final last night. Of course, the ratings here in the United States have been way up this year. Does that mean that, of course, the World Baseball Classic over there at Lone Depot Park, packed every single night. It was an exciting, great atmosphere. Does that mean, though, if the Marlins go out and start putting out a really good product, you can expect Miami to be a baseball town?
I can't necessarily say that for this reason. It's something about international competition right. That brings people, right? Because guess what? You can mysteriously have somebody like, you know, Brazil play another Latin American team in soccer down here at Hard Rock, and it's packed, mm-hmm. right? It's something about international competition. Now, what I would hope, if you're a baseball fan or you're a person who's into, you know, who owns a baseball team or whatever, you hope that having this environment to see a baseball game will interest your fans to see those players when they come to town or see the players that were on your squad. You see what I mean? And that's the thing that I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that the interest in baseball or the interest in these players, because there is nobody who has more draw than Shohei Ohtani, mm-hmm. right? And Mike Trout is quiet as a church mouse. You don't hear him say nothing. So, like, these are the kind of things that you hope will kind of get guys to, ooh, you know who's coming into town? Mike Trout. Ooh, you know who's he played for so-and-so in the WBC. Like, things like that to get interest in baseball, to get people to the park. Now, if you get that interest and you get people in the park and then your team is doing well, now you get more interest. But that's the only way you can start this. You can't tell people, please, baseball. Don't tell people to come and watch baseball if your team sucks. Right? That's a hard thing to get into. I'm not spending $30 to go watch the other team. I'm only spending $30, $40 to see my team do well.
I agree with that. But the World Baseball Classic maybe does is people are creatures of habit. Maybe they haven't gone to a game in a long time. Maybe they made out to one game and they're like, wow, I forgot how nice it is to go to Little Havana, yeah. to go to Lone Depot Park, to enjoy a baseball game. The kids loved running around. They, you know, it was a great mm-hmm. atmosphere. I need to go to more Marlins games. And, you know, a percentage of those people go back and start saying, wow, I've kind of missed this. I really enjoyed this. But the main thing is you got to win. Everywhere I've ever lived, you got to win. People pack, you know, whether it's Louisiana, whether it's California, whether it's Montana, you know, Wyoming, whether it's Wisconsin, you got to put out a good product to get the maximum amount yeah. of people out. And that's everywhere. Some people say, oh, no, you go to, where's a place that always sells out for every single game, no matter what?
Austin.
Madison Square Garden.
But here's the other thing, Dan. And let's think of this. If you are going to be one of those teams that want to get fans to go watch the games, baseball does the worst job of promoting personalities.
Yeah, they need to get back right? to Babe Ruth days.
They do the worst job of promoting personalities to the point where a lot of these players come up through baseball and end up like Mike Trout because baseball did it to them. So every other sport has personalities. Every other sport, and baseball seems like they go out of their way to squash it.
Who's the most popular player on the Marlins?
Jazz Chisholm.
Of course. Even though Sandy Alcantara is the best player for the Marlins.
Right. He's the, like, if you were to say, I can follow any guy on Twitter, who would I follow based on their personality? Jazz Chisholm.
So
right, but that's just it. Like,
what did he get blamed for all year? Bad in the locker room. He's all about himself. He's too showy. His own teammates, Miguel Rojas, said, you know, we're not doing all this anymore. Had a conversation with him. Let the man be.
Here's the problem, though, right? How do you get interested in a sport that only has old people? You got to make the sport younger. How do you make the sport younger?
Make it faster.
You show your personalities in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's through Twitter, whether it's through IG, whether it's through commercials, you show that personality. You know what? If a guy tries to do a spin after he hit a home run,
that's okay.
Let's not throw baseballs at him. Right? Let's, like, because here, I always say this, and I've said this before. If I'm a baseball player and you throwing a ball 100 miles an hour and I hit it 400 feet, the mariachi band gonna come out. I'm gonna have Lil Wayne, you know, like I'm coming into a prize fight. Because not because I'm downplaying you, because I'm celebrating something that's that hard to do. But we always seem to take when baseball players celebrate a home run, you showing up the pitcher. Oh, like when the pitcher hip thrusts and pumps his fist after a big strikeout?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see, so embrace it. Now, there are times when guys go too far, but embrace it. Embrace it. If you embraced it, you probably wouldn't be hurling baseballs at each other. Talking about that's the rules of the game. That's part of the game. That's, oh, no, he hit our guy. We got to hit your guy. Really? That doesn't do nothing for it. That don't do nothing for baseball.
No.
Nobody want to see that nonsense.
Mm.
But celebrating something that you've done that's extremely hard to do.
Extremely.
How many batters batted 300?
Last year? Probably.
Right.
In both leagues?
Not a lot.
In both leagues, right. Probably 12?
Right. So you're talking about something that's failing over 70% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't celebrate finally hitting one?
Yeah, I know. I agree.
So baseball does it to himself. Baseball does it to itself. And I wish they would, you know, instead of talking about rules, progressing the rules and speed up the game, I wish their whole mentality behind their sport would change so that we can enjoy both the game and the players.
Yeah, that's what we said. You go to the stadium to see players, and we're going to see some good things next hour if you're watching us on Twitch or our YouTube live page, 560 WQAM, or if you're listening right here, we got you covered. We're going to get to the hashtag What's Trending and also Rats Off a Ship, plus some headlines next, 560 WQAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.